From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Britain's High Court dealt a blow to backers of Britain's exit from the European Union, or Brexit. By ruling Thursday, the government must consult Parliament before starting the disengagement. Proponents of the decision say they will appeal. David Northfield is a barrister for the Field Fisher Law Firm.
Once the Supreme Court's given its ruling, it seems likely that the government will just have to get on with it. So if they win, then it will be back to business as usual. The government can take steps to start the withdrawal process as and when it leaves. But if they lose, then they will have to steer a bill through Parliament.
David Northfield. Survivors tell the United Nations that more than 200 migrants have drowned in two shipwrecks off the coast of Libya. Survivors who arrived in Italy on Thursday said their boat, which had been carrying more than 100 people, had left Libya before dawn and capsized a few hours later. Most of the people on board the vessels are believed to have been sub-Saharan or West African. Iraqi troops moved cautiously Thursday through a neighborhood just inside the city limits of Mosul. The soldiers, wary of booby traps as well as ambushes and sniper fire from Islamic State militants. Residents are streaming out of Mosul, some carrying white flags, others flashing victory signs. Afghan authorities said Thursday at least 30 civilians, including many children, were among those killed in fighting between government forces and the Taliban in Kunduz province. The U.S. military confirmed two of its soldiers were killed in the fighting and two were wounded. The fighting on the outskirts of the provincial capital erupted after Afghan forces, with the help of American partners, raided an insurgent compound. This is VOA News.